You hear it everywhere to denote praise.
You rock, dude!
As a greeting.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dudes?
Or for identification.
I'm the dude.
Dude hasn't always been the exclamation of choice for surfers, skaters, and stoners. The scholarly journal American Speech recently published a paper that deconstructs the word. Scott Kiesling is the author of that paper. He's also a linguist at the University of Pittsburgh, where we've called him. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, dude, your employer's really paying you to study slang?
Yeah, well, they pay me to study a lot of different things, and that's one of them, yeah.
Did you have to go and watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and North Shore, you know, to get all the references?
No, I actually had my students help me out. They went and gathered a lot of dudes and dude uses, and I asked them to analyze it a little bit, and then I used some of their ideas and some of my own ideas in the article.
All right, so analyze it. First of all, where did it come from?
The term originally goes way back to a term which was for clothes, dudes or duds. And it sort of morphed into meaning somebody who is well-dressed. And then it was used as an in-group address term where you're actually calling on somebody. Surfers and hippies in California are the most recent ones. The older ones were the pachucos in the Southwest and the zoot suiters in L.A. in the 30s and 40s. From those subculture groups, it sort of worked its way into the mainstream.
Did you come to any conclusion why a word like dude endures and why it's so useful in many different forms of conversation?
We're not really sure. We can't really predict what word is going to endure and what word is not. Dude is one of these words that has this core meaning of being friendly but casual, but you can use it in a lot of different ways, so it's very useful. And I think it's because being casual and friendly is something that's valued in America right now. It's a way that we interact with each other, and it's an attractive way to be with people.
Did you ever use the word dude?
I sure did.
Really? When did you start using it?
In the early 80s when I was in high school. I probably stopped using it in the late 90s when I finished being a graduate student and started to be a serious professor kind of person. Sometimes I use it when I'm having kind of a confrontation with people, so when drivers cut me off or something, I'll either mutter to myself or yell out the window, nice move, dude, or something like that. But I also use it when I'm with peers who are much more casual.
Now, are you a little worried you might start getting emails and phone calls from parents who are sick of their kids always using the word dude?
Not too worried. I'm worried about the emails I'm getting from people who say that I've killed the word. Because I've now written something scholarly about it, it's not cool anymore.
Oh, no, dude's not going to be cool now that it's the subject of academic study?
I think it's strong enough that it will stay. I think people don't really even notice it. And in a couple of weeks when people have forgotten about this article, they'll keep using it.
Scott Kiesling teaches linguistics at the University of Pittsburgh. Thanks, dude.